Do you ever hear of a granary or granary?
A granary?
Uh-huh.
No, what is that?
It's a building for keeping grain. They might not have it in
there. No, they don't have that here in these Baton Rouge pads. But I guess they have it up north where they keep that stuff.
Uh-huh. What different animals did you have on a farm?
Well, we had cows and hogs and chickens and ducks, geese and guineas and turkeys.
What about animals that you could ride?
Horses.
Uh-huh.
Had a mule, but we never did ride him, because every time you got on him, he threw you about fast as you got up there. We never did try to ride a mule, but once or twice.
Uh-huh.
I got thrown so hard one day, like to kill me.
Mm.
I never, but we raised our own ponies, you know, horses. We had horses. We mostly worked horses all the time.
Uh-huh. Say if you had two mules working together, you'd call that a, what?
Well, you called out a team, two.
Uh-huh.
Together. Work two double.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times the old man said, well, get two of the horses, two of the mules, and put to the plow. We're going to work them double together. Have two together, you know, to pull the plow. Have a double tree and two single trees hooked out, one on each end of that double tree, and hits two up together.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to drive them that way to a buggy, too. Had a tongue to a buggy and drive two horses to a buggy.
You had a tongue to the buggy?
Yeah, a tongue, just like a wagon. You've seen a wagon tongue to a wagon, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, they used to have them in buggies, too. We had a Surrey one time, two-seat buggy.
Uh-huh.
And it had a tongue to it, and old man worked two horses. That's where we went to church.
Mm-hmm.
Before we got able to buy a buggy, went to church in the wagon, throw two boards across the wagon, sit on the boards and go to church.
Mm-hmm. When you're plowing the horse, you guide him with the...
With the reins.
Uh-huh.
And some call it lines.
Uh-huh.
Most of them all call it the reins.
Uh-huh. What about when you're riding on him? You guide him with the...
The reins, yeah.
And your feet are in the...
Stirrups.
Uh-huh. And you say before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, you have to...
Put the gears on him.
Or...
And cur him off.
Uh-huh.
Gently cur him off and brush him with a brush and cur comb. And then... put the harness on him, gonna work in the buggy, and gonna work in the wagon. We put the gears on him. That was a hames and a collar and trace chains and a back band.
Mm-hmm.
Went across his back to hold the chains up, you know.
Mm-hmm. Where did you keep the horses? What shelters did they have?
Well, we had, some of them called them stalls and some called them stables. Each horse had a separate little stall to itself, you know, to put him in.
Was that part of the barn, or what?
Yeah, I had the hay up overhead and had them little stalls along on each side with doors to them, and put each horse in a separate stall. Didn't some of them switch the others away and eat all the feed up.
Mm-hmm. Where would you keep the hogs?
Well, we had a pasture out there. I had hog wire around it, and I had some little old sheds there for them to sleep under.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed in the pasture. Had to have sheds for them to sleep, keep them out in bad weather.
Mm-hmm. What about if you were going to fatten a hog? Where would you put him?
Well, the old man used to, when he put his hogs up to fatten, he got him some 2x12s and made him a pen about 2 foot up off the ground and put that hog in that pen.
What kind of pen was that? What did he
call? Built out of 2x12 lumber.
Uh-huh. He called that a...
A hog pen.
Uh-huh.
Put him up off the ground, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That made him so much nicer and cleaner to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have, if you put him on the ground, it got muddy and sloppy as in the mud all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But he put him up on the floor and then fed him. Then you could, if you had a hose around, of course we later on had hoses, but during them days you didn't have no hose to wash it out with.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, a lot of people would build them, even the floor, just a little bit slanting when it would rain.
It would wash it out, yeah. The water would wash it out, that mess and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It'd be slanting on one side, lower than it was on the other side.
Mm-hmm. You know, a place around the barn where the fenced-in place where the animals can walk around.
Well, that was a lot. Called it the lot.
Mm-hmm.